USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S.-Russia talks in Geneva have ended. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State and Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister holding a meeting that lasted more than 7 hours. As far as what we can expect and what Russia is thinking, former Defense Secretary under President Obama, Leon Panetta, believes
this is a dangerous moment between Russia, the United States, and our allies. And we can either work out a negotiated settlement here over these next few days, or it can wind up in military confrontation with all the consequences that will result from that. So it's very difficult, I think, at this point to even begin to anticipate which direction Putin is going to take.
Wall Street with a case of the Mondays, the Dow losing over 500 points at times during trading on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
The Chicago Teachers Union remains in a standoff with the city of Chicago over the union's vote for a return to remote learning as COVID-19 cases rise throughout the United States. CTU President Jesse Sharkey says the union and its members will stand strong in the negotiations.
Our union is prepared to stand up for what's right. We don't like bullies. We don't like tyrants. We're not going to be bullied or pushed into a corner.
The CTU argues they need more testing and better protection in the classrooms. They did offer over the weekend to return to remote learning this Wednesday and eventually return to in-person learning when cases go down. Ron Johnson is once again running for U.S. Senate. The Wisconsin Republican making the announcement official with a letter in Sunday's Wall Street Journal. Johnson saying as much as he'd like to ease into a quiet retirement, he doesn't feel he should. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fire officials are searching for answers after a fire in New York City.
At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater, Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans 2 floors on the 2nd and 3rd floor of the building. It started in a malfunctioning electric space heater. That was the cause of the fire.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The CDC has recently changed their guidance to accommodate the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. With that change has come criticism from Americans saying the CDC has not been clear in their messaging. Dr. Ajish Jha, Dean of the School of Public Health at Brown University, joins Fox News to discuss the criticism.
People criticize the CDC for changing guidance. I think that's unfair because the pandemic is changing. The virus is changing. We are changing, meaning we have a lot more population immunity now than we did 2 years ago. You don't want CDC's guidance from 2 years ago. So I think changing guidance is totally fine. I expect there will be more as we learn more. That is a natural part of a pandemic.
It's another all-SEC clash as Alabama battles Georgia in the college football playoff national championship game tonight in Indianapolis. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.